Cunningham.
Mayor Gardner.
Here.
Danny Cumberledge.
Here.
Alan Sarnes.
Here.
Shirley Brown.
Here.
Jack Foster.
There.
Marie Venderson.
Here.
Brant Mawashin.
There she is. She'll be here shortly. Did you get Danny by? Okay. We do have a quorum. Move on to approval agenda, please.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda with an addition number 3 under new business mediation.
Okay, motion has been made. Do I have a second?
No, second.
Second by Marita. Any more discussion? Go ahead, Andy.
Since that's me, we'll call it Harbor Mediation.
Okay, Harbor Mediation. Okay, and no other discussion. Roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Brant?
She'll be here shortly. Motion carries. Moving on to the consent agenda. One item this evening, minutes of the regular meeting of March 10th. What are the council's wishes? And you had the correction that you have. Okay. Good evening.
Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. We're just, we're at the same time, we're at 7:02, so.
Oh.
You're fine.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'd entertain a motion with that correction. Motion has been made by Jack to approve the consent agenda. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Alan. Any other discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Jack?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion carries. Moving right along to reports this evening, Finance Officer, and Krista, the floor is yours.
Your office check for March was $37,006.13. Sales tax revenue was $69,814.78. There's bank balance and expenditure revenue. Anybody have any questions?
Thank you, Krista. Questions? Everybody get answered this afternoon. Did you have anything yet?
No.
Okay.
Are there any public comments or questions?
Oh, it's here. You can. Yeah, no, no, that's good. I wouldn't have been too much. Yeah. Okay, any other questions for Krista? Not hearing any. Thank you. Moving on to the administrator's report, and Andy, the floor is yours.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening. start off with continuation of Krista and the numbers. We'll start work on the budget early next week. It would have been nice to see what happens in the legislature, but it seems like 30 days may still be working on their own budget after they're supposed to end on Sunday. But that. Some of the decisions they make are kind of bearing on what we had in our budget, too. But so we'll have the first reading in May and we'll be passage in June. We'll also get a couple quotes for the next audit that was done in July. And I think having Arena that assisted with the audit this past year was a good idea. We'll talk to her again about doing a proposal to help out with that. Maybe some other finance projects like cleaning up our accounts and things of that nature. down to the harbor issues, I'm going to talk about the first part, kind of where we are with URS and RNM. That's what the mediation was referring to. We'll talk about that later in the meeting. The second bullet there in the harbor is talking to a company that when the harbor. The Galveston Harbor was originally designed. There was a look at putting some remote meter reading capabilities into the pedestals, and that didn't survive the kind of financial aspects, I guess, of the project. But we're going to relook at that as maybe a way to help with the meter reading. We've had some issues with some kind of some accuracy issues, and also it's been, we haven't reconciled the master meter every month, and there's some issues there. We're trying to figure that out, but what this remote meter reading system would do, it would have a transponder in each pedestal, and it would relay that information to a base station, which would probably be in the Harbor House. From there, you could put that information into their accounting system, and then create the billing from there. So it's kind of a slick way to do that. They also have ground fault monitoring transponders in their units, and that's something the state has been on harbors around the coast on, and that might be another thing you can look into. But I'm waiting for that guy to find out if the technology will work at some point, and then maybe we'll get a test unit up here to try out this summer for a month or two. On the dock, we have an agenda item about the dock. It's the MOA with the state, and so we'll discuss that later. It sounds like the state director from Economic Development Administration wants to come look at the dock project next month, too, if you're interested in chipping in some money. Another finance matter, we talked about this in the workshop, but I won't belabor it here, but we don't earn very much in our AMLIP investment pool account, 0.01%. That's what a lot of communities are in, but a lot of other communities are also at this time trying to look for something to get a few more percentage points, and really the only way you do that is buy some stocks to think a little bit more long-term. Or we could do something short-term with CD, even at 1%, that's a lot better than what we're getting now. So I think that's something that we should look into. Maybe this summer I'll think of a little package that we feel with our risk tolerance with the council, with the city, we might feel comfortable doing, and we'll see if we can earn at least a few more bucks. But a lot of communities are looking at kind of moving into something a little more long-term to get a little bit better rate. We're going to talk healthcare quite a bit later on in the agenda, so I won't get too much into that, except to say that I did hear from a broker last week that at the stands, we'll just have a 1.88% rate increase in the premier plan renewal next year, which is kind of astonishing. Shannon and I are going to attend an OSHA training later this summer to get some better premium rates through our general liability, and we'll talk about it in the training out here tonight. Well, that's something we can discuss. That's not imminent, so we have time to decide what we're going to do there. And regarding the marijuana law, it sounds like we want to push off any sort of community meeting until the fall.
Yeah.
So, a lot there. That's it.
Okay. Very good questions for Andy. Not hearing any. I have one quick note, and we talked at length about it this afternoon, and it's rock, and I'm pretty excited about this thing, and we'll be chatting tomorrow with that in the morning, but we talked a lot about Dave's getting pretty close to the deal up there with the rock crusher, so we're looking to possibly, we'll be hiring someone else on is what we're going to be needing here for a while, so we'll be looking for somebody in the rock department, but we're going to be hoping to make some progress in the other direction, and I'm looking at Dick, so we'll probably chat with him in the morning, but we're trying to work out this deal, something with Shimigan and everybody, that at the end of the day that this is what we're looking for, that it benefits the community, and hopefully in the process we do some good things for the community that may result in some possible roads and whatnot that we've been looking at through the tribes and whatnot, so we're going to be pushing for that and moving forward, and we're excited, and I know Dave is, and we talked quite a bit about that this afternoon. So, with that, I'm going to push off to the Department of Public Safety, and John, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you. Good evening. Our statistical information from last month is contained in the report here, so if you want to review that and ask any questions, feel free. Aside from that, some highlights might include the department, Officer Spencer left this past month. He resigned and was off to do other things with his life, and we have an offer out right now to a fellow that was an officer in Kodiak in the past, and we're excited. Spent a lot of time doing research and kind of getting to know him as best I can by phone. So we'll be bringing him out next month for a temporary position for a month to see how he feels about the community, to see how we feel about him, and hopefully things will work out and we'll move forward in making that a permanent position if everything is good. We have ongoing EMS training right now. We're partnering with EAPS, and I think last night was the first night of the training. It goes for several weeks here, but from that we should be drawing, I think, three EMTs to add into our service, and there'll be other people that will be getting different certifications from CPR to ETT to other certifications that I'm probably not even aware of, so we're excited about that. John, have you got to answer any questions?
Okay, thanks, John. Questions? Not hearing any. Thank you again. And we're moving right along to our Public Works Director. Indeed.
Yeah, as in the workshop today, explained that we are moving forward with a crusher right now. We're just a few hours from getting the big rock crusher running at this point. We're putting the belt on it last 2 weeks ago, and can't wait to fire it up. But we've been really busy. We graded roads 3 times last month, which should have been more, but we can't grade when it's frozen. We swept roads twice. We worked on cleaning some of the shop due to the little crusher in there right now. It gets cluttered real quick. And, we had to replace exhaust in the 740 Champion. We poured cement underneath the old water plant. We put in a bay door last month, and we had to pour concrete under it, so we had a good seal. We did some work on the Shumigan patch, sprayed up some more of that gravel stuff that had come out of the road last year when quality was here. And we attempted to work down at the airport. We were trying to get the big fire truck out of our shop, but the bay that the crash truck was supposed to be in is full of, pallets of fiberboard. So Glenn said he's going to work on that. As far as the landfill, we were short of employees for a week and a half. We're still getting a lot of big stuff around the dumpsters where people aren't going to landfill. They're just kicking them off in front of our dumpsters. So on a weekly basis, at least one day out of a week, we got to go around and pick up couches and whatever else they throw, wash machines. As far as recycle, we're doing really good there. Recycle, we're in the middle of working to put a BFD in there for our new barrel crusher that's been in the shop 4 years that I've been here. So we're trying to set that up and kind of co-op with Trident Seafoods. They paid for the BFD, and we're setting it up inside the building. We're going to start crushing barrels. That's about all I got. And as far as water sewer, Alan did a report, and you can pretty much see that Alan was gone last month from the 6th to the 30th. So facility was on his own, and we had a couple water leaks that facility took care of, and just basically every day running the plant. Facility's doing really good. I'm pretty confident in him to let him go, and he can pretty much do everything we need to do. So that's about all I've got from my report. He's doing really good.
Thanks, Dave. Questions? Not hearing any. Okay, we'll move on to the Harbor Master, Richard.
Thank you. Good evening. Just a really quick report. Servicing the equipment, it's always ongoing. Work on the city dock, it continues, but at a very slow pace. And Dan Mavone was here last month and completed the repairs on the new harbor where the Crichton boat wrecked it off. Except for Albert Spiros has to put a valve on it, and it should be complete. We've been moving a lot of boats. The inspector for the travelers was supposed to be here today, but I guess he was waiting for his tools, and the plane left him behind, so he'll be here tomorrow. And fresh water onto the city dock last week. And Kenny still continues. He's working on the shower stalls in the big bathroom downstairs. And he's no longer in my and Tuscumina. The first landing is scheduled here on the 7th of May, and they'll be going from the 7th of May through September. that's probably going to change from everything I hear. So it's played by ear after the first. And that's about all I have, barring any questions.
Thanks, Richard. Questions? Not hearing any. Thanks again.
Thank you.
I see no student representative this evening. Did we get a chance to chat with him or no?
It's spring meeting. Is your basketball
game? Oh, that's right. Yeah, tonight they're playing ball. Right. Okay, with that, we'll move on to hearing ordinances and resolutions. Number one is Resolution 1508, amending the personnel policy and procedures for the medical benefits. And did you want to briefly chat at that, Andy?
Sure, do you want to make a motion for the approval on the floor or
you could just talk about it and we can adopt it.
Well, good. Well, this is sort of a precursor to something we'll talk about. And we've talked about last month. We had a good employee meeting last week. I was actually really impressed by the amount of people that showed up. And a few employees today. Also showed up today at the workshop. And this is about the option to waive or opt out of the city's health plan in return to get a payment in exchange for doing that. And it's a way to for both the city and employees to gain. They get some savings, but as long as they still have coverage elsewhere, they have the opportunity to get off the city's health plan and earn a bit more on the medical earnings payment, which we're calling. So this just makes that official in the city's employee personnel policy number under the benefits section.
Correct. And then we'll take up the actual under old business.
So, yeah.
So with that, I'd entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 1508.
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 1508.
Motion's been made by Shirley to adopt Resolution 1508. Do I have a second?
Second
by Alan. I'm sorry, Jack, next one. With that, is there any other discussion? Not here. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just have a question.
Sure.
I'm assuming during the employee workshop that everybody felt comfortable that this was a good option for them. And
if I'm guessing, they're looking like maybe 8 to 10 maybe are thinking about using it.
How come it doesn't become an option for like the council?
It actually is an option for the council.
Oh, it is?
Is it?
Well,
or did
based on
there?
The discussion we had last month, mm-hmm. I'm like, it was a good option? Because one thing is, there's no paycheck to...
Correct.
Or there's no payment, so... But, it's certainly up for discussion. What you're doing is getting... Mm-hmm. But then you're paying the council, and then all of a sudden you have,
That would change the way you looked at that, depending on how you're...
And I think that was based on that conversation, that's what it was.
I was just thinking, because, take me for instance, I carry my own health insurance, and I have native coverage as well, and so the extra one is like...
We can...
But I know that doesn't work for everybody. I was just curious, because I know it's expensive, what was it, $12,000?
Yes.
So, cool. That's a lot of money, and I...
We can discuss that again and bring that back as a different item.
Oh, yeah. Well, the only thing you have to do is drop one sentence from this policy, really. That's the last sentence in this. The question is, it just becomes a tax issue. Getting any compensation.
I would be responsible for that.
Correct.
Sure.
Right. Yes. Yeah. It would,
I understand that.
You would actually, if it was a council thing, you would get a 1099. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Makes sense.
You'd actually be an employee.
Gets a little sticky.
We did make a council employees one time for an insurance reason.
It never went anywhere.
As a matter of fact, I think they went in and then undid it.
An administrator brought a report saying that it had to be able to state law, and after we checked into it, we didn't know.
Just a thought.
Okay, any other discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Danny?
No.
Marita?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
I thought you asked if I had any questions.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Danny.
Yes, yes.
Did you correct that to a yes vote, Santa? Okay, moving on to Resolution 1509. It's amending the health plan policies to include employee participation. Andy?
Yep, again, so people don't know this is a salt from someone's health care. It's just looking at ways to
save
a little bit of money. And this is just a trend that's happening in the private sector, public sector, basically all across the board, where employees pay a little bit into the premiums. At this rate, we have $25 per paycheck, so that over the course of a year, that would amount to $650. That's still a little over half of 1 month's premium cost. So it's not exorbitant, but it's enough that there is some participation there, and it's a start.
Yeah.
And from the employee meeting, nobody likes to have to pay more, but I think for the most part, people understood it and are willing to give it success.
Yeah. And Ray, for both parts of those, on the meeting that we had the biggest bulk of people, nobody had a problem with that, and then we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or so employees show up today, and they were all good with that, too. So it was, they understand what's happening. So. With that, I'd entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 1509.
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 1509.
Motion's been made by Jack. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Rayette. Any other discussion? Danny, any discussion? I'll catch you on the front this time. Okay, very good.
Yeah, no.
Any other discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Danny?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion carries. Moving on to number 3 is Resolution 15-10, amending the Personnel Policy Manual for Employment Categories. And this has basically been, it's just straightforward. We're setting, making distinguish between part-time, full-time, et cetera, et cetera. So, with that, I'd entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 15-10.
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 15-10.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second? Second by Alan. With that, is there any other discussion? Go ahead, Rayette.
Was this not in place before, or is this just...
Actually, no.
There was nothing.
It's never been in place?
Yeah.
Not
in the good deal.
I'm saying how many hours they have.
That, what
was
it?
What's full time? Part time? Oh, okay.
Okay, any other questions, Dan? Okay, with that, not hearing any others, a roll call, please.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving right along to number 4 is Resolution 15-11. It's authorizing Alaska DOT and PF to design and construct the new dock. And I'll let you hit on that a little bit, Andy.
Okay, yeah, this relates to a memorandum of agreement between the city and the state DOT for design and construction of the new city dock. Everyone knows, even in light of the budget situation in Juneau today, we are making progress on getting the dock in place, and the approach that we're taking with DOT is one that they're taking in other harbors. They've done that with Chignik, and they do that in Southeast, is to design and construct and then hand off the finished product to the city. Our city attorney looked at the MOA. I talked to some other folks, like Lamar, who has been in the midst of this with Chignik Dock and kind of being aware of any red flags. Basically, liability stuff, and we got that all taken care of in the way. It's going to be straightforward. One of the things that we discussed is, during the design and engineering phase, let's not wreck the current dock, see if we can keep it, if it's environmentally and permitting, that's not a big issue, if we can keep it there. And then all of a sudden we have 400 feet of dock space instead of, you know, 200 that would be there. So we'll see if that's a possibility, and if it is, it makes sense engineering-wise and cost-wise, and it's just a simple amendment to this, and
we take care of that. That.
Yeah. Okay. So this is just, and that MOA is in here. We have a little, kind of little jumbled around. It's on page
41 and 42.
51.
Oh, 51.
51. Yeah.
Okay. With that, I'd entertain a motion to adopt 1511.
I'll make the motion to adopt 1511.
Motion's been made by Jack. Do I have a second? Second by Alan. With that, do we have any other discussion? Danny?
No.
Okay. Anyone else? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving on to number 5, Resolution 15-12. It's approving AEB FY 2015 Economic Development Grant Agreement. And did you want to hit on that really quickly? Basically, it's the monies for the road project from the reservoir to the airport.
Correct. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Burroughs and we approved $200,000. Yeah, last fall.
Yeah.
We just solidified that.
Okay. With that, I'd entertain a motion to adopt.
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 15-12.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Rayette. Any other discussion? Danny?
No.
Okay, anyone else? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion carries. Moving on to old business. Number 1 is the health plan. It's the medical waiver. And did you want to give a little touch up before we approve?
To say that there's, you know, good discussion on this last month's meeting, and the questions that folks had, I put those answers in here, basically, in this memo, based on discussions with the health coordinator and what other cities have done. Those things are answered. I also made a tweak. We talked, you know, is $6,000 enough? Maybe go a little bit more, you know, down. So that's increased to $6,240, which is $20 a month, or $10 a month per paycheck more.
Yeah.
For an amount to, based on compared to last month. It's there, and you know, I definitely want to stress that it's an option for anyone. They're forced to do those,
right.
You know, even things with council members, we can always go back and tweak it. And there was a discussion earlier today that right now it's at about 50% level of what the premium currently costs throughout the year, and it seems like it's a good level to have it there. We'll keep it that way, and we'll look at it annually if it's kept.
Right. Okay, with that, what are the council's wishes? And there's some quietness.
So you need a motion to adopt this?
Yes. Or approve. Yeah. The health plan, medical, the waiver.
But there's a thing in here about lump sum. I thought we weren't doing the lump sum.
No, it's going to go out on the, it'll go out on the paycheck.
Yeah.
But not lump sum.
So if you see anything that says lump sum or 6,000,
yeah,
that should not be in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the correct one.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, question.
Go ahead.
So then they get their own insurance, or
they
or
have
use?
To, they have to have proof of, you'll have to have proof of your native insurance and or other insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that's just not our requirement, that's for neighbors.
Yes. Yes.
So how does it work this?
You can move to approve with a...
Make a motion to approve the medical waiver.
Mm-hmm.
Paid out at 246.
Correct.
Effective July 3rd.
Mm-hmm. If you opt out, yes.
If you opt out.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, motion's been made by Shirley. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Jack. Any other discussion? Danny?
No.
Okay, anyone else? Not hearing any, roll call please.
Danny?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion carries, and we'll get that out to the employees so they have that option. Rayette, if you want to come back and discuss that one some more, that's not a problem. Maybe just give a phone call with Andy. We can figure out if that's something you want to bring back next month, and we'll go from there. How's that?
Sure.
Okay. New business number one is cleanup day donation request. Last year we gave $1,000. Is that correct, Shannon?
Mm-hmm.
What are the council's wishes?
I'll make a motion to give the same as last year, $1,000 to the cleanup.
Okay. Motion's been made by Marita for a $1,000 donation. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Shirley. Is there any other discussion? I'm not sure if everyone knows. We're looking at, is it April 30th? And it'll be a combination with the school set up again. So, and then it'll end with a feast up at the school, a kind of barbecue and all that, and drawing and prizes and et cetera. So.
What day
of the week is it? I wanted to say Thursday.
Oh, it says Thursday.
Yeah.
It's going to be a one-day.
One-day deal, yeah. So, any other discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Marant?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Did I miss something?
No, I was just saying, I hope the weather's nice that day.
Okay. Moving on to number two is AMHS doc use agreement. And Andy, I think we got a little double up on that one. Or do you want to give us a quick... Yes, very systems, correct.
Correct, yeah. So this is just an agreement with the state and the ferry system. They get first priority.
At the dock.
And, right, and then they compensate the city for calls. One change we did have is $300 per call the last few years, and now we got it up to $600. And so if it's approved by the council, would be effective. Well, I don't know what's the effective date. Basically, May 1st.
Yeah, May 1st. So we'll catch the first ferry.
Yeah.
With that, what are the council's wishes?
Are you looking for a motion? Or
yes, a motion would be good to approve the agreement.
I'll make a motion to approve the Alaska Main Highway.
Very good. Motion's been made by Jack. Do I have a second? Second by Alan. Is there any other discussion? Danny?
No.
Not hearing any other discussion. Roll call, please.
Alan?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving right along to number three under new business is harbor mediation. And Andy, we did talk about this afternoon, but I'll let you hit up a little more on that one.
Sure. Well, what seemed like a regular council meeting update last year was about the billet situation in the harbor. That got resolved, but the city tried to receive compensation for the money we paid out to get that get the billet installation repairs done. It just generated a lot of letters back and forth between the city, attorney, and URS, and R&M. But at that time, URS got bought by another company, so in this letter, you see they're called AECOM. rather than being multinational, that's a little confusion there. So, you know, sometimes it takes them 6 months to reply to the city request. So, and then when URS slash AD comps, they're fine, we'll give you some compensation, $12,000, and just felt that wasn't enough. So, rather than going back and forth with letters and paying our attorney to do that for the next year, we decided to do maybe a half-day mediation between us and the two parties. And a mediator, of course, would be the best course of action. That would save some time, hopefully get us to closer to the higher amount that we requested from the beginning. With RNM's position is nothing right now. And also we can just, you know, put this to bed once and for all. What I understood, the figures that our city attorney gave me is that their time should cost about $1,000 to prepare and would represent us at this meeting. And then a mediation half day is typically about $10,000. I hope it doesn't get more than that, but the three parties split the cost of the mediator. So we're looking for a response. If the city approves this and we go this direction, we'll look for a response by April 23rd, so about 10 days from these two parties, and do this mediation meeting before June 1st. This is the
direction we're going. Okay, very good. Thank you, Annie. What are the council's wishes? Do we want to enter into the mediation phase? If so, I need a motion.
I'll make a motion to enter into mediation.
Okay, motion's been made by Jack. Do I have a second?
One second.
Second by Marita. Discussion? Danny?
No.
Okay, any other discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Jack?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes.
Danny? Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. At this point, we're moving on to public comments. At this time, I'll open it up to the floor. Did?
I'm kind of curious. I never looked at your house.
Offers to see who's going to give us the best of the plan and premier is doing, but what federal
We have Cadillac Healthcare, and all of our employees were really pleased with it. And then we transferred at the Elliott Corporation, we transferred from our Cadillac to the federal deal along with the CIA and some other organizations. And went down to 80% coverage. Partially covered by the employee, and it really saved us a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if the cities are qualified to be part of
that.
I'm just kind of curious.
I don't know either. Maybe that's something we should check into. That's, yeah.
One other question. You went into, are you okay going into mediation? Is it finding mediation, or is it the
just enjoy the mediation and then walk away and still have
what you have, or mediation is one thing and arbitration is another
thing. Finding arbitration
is another thing. So I'm kind of curious of really what you're getting into with just mediation. Did we ask
him that? It's non-binding mediation.
Oh. Yeah.
How it's
been set up.
Yeah. So you might wind up very tired
today. Well, that's a possibility. And then, you know, I guess that from a jurian standpoint is the step after that. I mean, I think it's set up that's in the back of the minds of all parties, and that's something we want to avoid, so let's have this mediation somewhere else.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good point, though. Any other comments? Paul?
stuff. Because, thank you. I heard about the dock, the design work on the new city slash ferry dock. Apparently the state's going to design it. What cost is there involved with the city to do that? You have the state design it for you?
Staff time. Staff time?
Is there any dollar amount or just strictly staff time?
Staff time so far. There's nothing required in the city dollar-wise yet. They'll have a review committee, a design committee, probably similar to how the harbor was done. And so we'll have input there. But they're not asking the city for any monetary contribution.
And if they're ready to order a bid document or from the state that are close to it.
That's what I understood. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to read something about it. I couldn't find it.
Oh, okay. That's the way I understood it when we chatted. But
yeah, and their timeline was a little fuzzy when we were discussing this with them last month down there. I think basically because everything's so much in flux, but it sounds like the design money will be available this summer.
That's the way I took it too.
Yeah. Even within, a couple months, so we can start on that this summer.
Hopefully that's the case, and then it'll get turned over to like a federal project where it can happen like the past deal did with the road, and that could happen. It could happen, actually happen even with a tough time. So that's we're hoping for the best. Any other comments? Not hearing any. We'll start with Jack this evening. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. Danny, we're going to jump right to the phone so I don't forget you.
Yes, no comments here.
Okay, very good. We'll jump back to Alan.
I was in the workshop. We were talking about large used household items, and then getting stuffed in dumpsters. And I know we've had this conversation before, but there's no place to put them. Complaining about them getting stuffed in our dumpsters isn't really fair to the people. We don't have a place to put them. We need a dump site, whether it's at the recycle center. I know we can't have trash blown in the neighbors' yards and stuff, but maybe it's at the city shop. Or we need a dumpster where someone can throw a couch away, or a designated spot where someone can throw away a recliner or a refrigerator. And otherwise, it's just going to get dumped somewhere, and we're going to have to clean it up.
No, you're
right. We've had this.
No matter what, we're cleaning it up. I mean, and most of the time they're dumped right alongside
the dumpster, isn't it, usually? So maybe that's, I guess maybe we just kind of have to deal. How often do you have to do that?
On a weekly basis.
Oh, okay.
With how many homes in this community?
Yeah, 229. Yeah, I agree with you, though. It's something to think about.
Threw something away the other day that, it was an old stereo, and it fits in the dumpster. And I saw someone had rolled up a bunch of carpet and put in there, and I thought, that's going to, upset the garbage crew. They're not going to be able to get that out. But I thought, we don't have a place for people to throw away.
We could clean out
an old 20-foot Connex or something with the top cut off.
I know, it did come up in
yard. Not everybody cleans at night.
We need another wall to be able to back up today.
So something like a transfer station, huh?
Just bring it to the right.
Okay,
true.
Not everyone has vehicles.
That's true, too.
Find a friend.
Anything else, Alan?
Or call for a pickup.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the thing.
Maybe they could come by and grab if it's like a refrigerator or a stove or something.
Sure, as long as it's outside.
Yeah.
You don't have to
Right.
No problem with that.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to be liable knocking someone's coat out the corner of their sheetrock or something like that. But if you get it outside, call us.
Then we can put it in our newsletter.
We can put that in the newsletter.
And then Austin is listening. And
put it on the radio, too. Okay, good point, Alan. Marita? Cheryl?
Well, I know during our cleanup, we used to have the You Call We All, and that used to be in regards to large items. And maybe vehicles. Are we doing that every year?
We have had.
Oh, man, we've moved probably 25 vehicles to the landfill in this last year.
Yeah, so I think we've been taking advantage of that.
Okay.
Rhea?
Well, I just wanted to comment on the federal employee program. I believe I mentioned it to Jade when she was city clerk, so you might want to ask her. I don't know if she had Paul Day looking into it or not. I can't remember what she said, but it may have already been looked at.
Okay. Well, would you take a note of that, please, and we'll check into that? You got it? Okay. Thanks for that. Yeah.
Spend more time.
Time, yeah. Okay, with that, I would entertain a motion of adjournment.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion's been made by Rayette. Do we have a second?
Okay.
Second by Marita. All in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you guys for all stopping by this evening.